As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me the facts. Show me the law and show me your evidence, please. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and maybe there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, November the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. At least it was the last time I checked. And I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Being a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can be calling at area code 512, part of that 512 conspiracy, 904-8014. Again, that's 512-904-8014. And join us live on air or from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, he said distractedly. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Mo. 65647. My key still fits in that little door, and it opens up, and man, there's stuff in there from all over the place. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out to, you know, that means so much when you live in the country. Go up to the post box. They actually have something in there. Wow, there are people out there in the real world. Again, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com, all broadcasting the broadcast this morning. And we thank you for broadcasting the broadcast to your listeners. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals volatility remains trading in a narrow band. Equities weak. The U.S. dollar X up, et cetera, et cetera. We'll cover all that in a moment. Mario, good old Mario. What a guy, Mario. Mario reorganizing the Italian government. Sudan and Syria turmoil continues. We'll talk about August comps, perhaps. Maybe even go back into a little bit more on coordination. We'll see where it all goes today. And throughout the broadcast, we'll take your calls as well. Our active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off $9.70 at $1,770.60, and that keeps the happy face on my mug. Silver this morning up 6 cents at $34.30 a troy ounce. Platinum off 11 bucks at $1,627, and palladium off 5 bucks at $658 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,759.10 for a low, $1,781.10. Getting back in that 1780 zone, I'd like to see it, but at 1770.60, your gold is up $409.80 year to year for a 30.12% return on your investment. You're not going to get that in the bonds or anyplace else. The London Gold Fix this morning, the price fixers in London, the London Bullion Market Association, LBMA.org, find out about it on the internet. They set the price at $1,765, and well, we've been above and below that all morning. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Tuesday, November the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. First, you jump into the into our chat room this morning at BecomeVocalLocal.com, BecomeVocalLocal.com. Of course, all these broadcasts are archived for you at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Just go up on the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage there and look at the show archives link there. Click on that. And all of the broadcasters on the Oracle Broadcasting Network's Oracle Broadcasting host lineup, their archives are all available for you at no cost. Just download them, click them, send them to other people, put them on a disc, keep them, do whatever you like with them. They're there for you. And we thank Oracle Broadcasting for doing so. Back into our market report again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and found gold trading off $9.70 a troy ounce at $1,770.60. Silver up 6 cents at $34.30. Platinum off $11. It's kind of back and forth, up and down here. Platinum off $11 at $1,627, and palladium off $5. At 6:58, as this volatility continues, relatively narrow trading band, however, and creeping higher and higher and higher, just the way we like to see it. The SPDR gold shares overnight paired off 0.39 metric tons. John Paulson coming out, George Soros going in, the World Gold Council, that's Barclays, and State Street Global Advisors and others, so just keep your eyes on that. It's up on the web, the spider, It's, what is that, SPDRGoldShares.com, I believe. Again, 1,268.28 metric tons at $72.4 billion. These are still very big hands and deep pockets. Thankfully, we went right by the 11-11-11 date in their prospectus without any major catastrophe. And so that's good news for everybody that's a gold bug. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 75 at 12,079. Boy, went across the pond, went into Asia, went around Europe, came back. Everybody's red ink this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing off 75 yesterday at 12,079. NASDAQ closed down 22 at 26.57. And the S&P 500, equally weak, off 12 at 1,252. People are not liking what's happening over in Europa. Anyway, the crude oil this morning off 14 cents a barrel at $98 even. For those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas Intermediate, delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning up 41 basis points at 77.88 in that trade-weighted basket of currencies the little Timmy is so proud of. We've got another trade-weighted basket of currencies that we're proud of here. The Canadian loonie this morning off 61 basis points at 97 cents, so now 3 cents below parity with the U.S. dollar. Mexican peso off 25 basis points at 7 cents. Speedy Gonzalez, you can still see his hat, but his fingers are grasping the edge of the taco as he slips away off the edge, going towards 6 cents. Anyway, 7 cents this morning. The euro off 71 basis points at $1.35. The British pound, now again below $1.60, off 33 basis points at $1.59 against the U.S. dollar. And that Swiss franc, the Swiss central bankers are doing their magic, and they're driving it down, trying to make it more affordable for the Swiss to live in their own country, off 83 basis points at $1.09 against the U.S. dollar rooney. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, that's your U.S. bonded indebtedness, is at 0.23%. The 10-year, that's your benchmark, yield at 2.03%, and the 30 at 3.07%. Yeah, over in Italy, we'll talk about it in a moment, it's over 7%. So they consider that to be an upper limit. You know, you just can't get any return on your investment or they get scared. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, moves down again, reversing this couple of months long trend on an upward trend, now going down from 3.49% as to 3.4% as they try and make it more comfortable for people to buy these foreclosed and toxic asset houses out there. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage on a national average moves down this morning from 4.19% to 4.05%. And your gold to silver ratio, it's going to take you 51.61 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold, provided you could find a broker that'll do business on both of those metals for you. This morning, as far as the Econoday calendar is concerned, we've got, we've got the Goldman store sales. Let's open that guy up. Producer price index is out. We'll open that little guy up, take the retail sales and pick that in. Empire State Manufacturing Survey is out. That's good. We'll get that one in the Red Book. We'll take that one. And then let's go take a look tomorrow, however. They'll have the Treasury International Consumer Price Index will be out early. Industrial production will be out. And the housing market will be out Thursday. Housing starts and jobs claims should be the big news of the day. Consumer Comfort Index will be out as well. So let's see what we got in the basket this morning. The ICSC Goldman store sales. All right. Now everybody's getting ready. They've put away all the candy. Got a couple of bags of candy given to me the other day. I opened this stuff up. Oh, my God. This is what they call candy. Most of it's made in China. None of it was packaged for individual, you know, consumption or anything. No idea what's in it, but it looks just like toxic waste to me. It's going to go right into the hopper. I did happen to find a little Snickers bar in there, though. That was nice. Free Thanksgiving discounting. So here we go. We're moving into turkey season. Excuse me, don't have a cough button. Pre-Thanksgiving discounting helped give a 0.3% boost to the ICSC Goldman same-store sales tally, which is at a 3.1% rate, a plus 3.1 in the November the 12th week, up from a 2.7 in the prior, as evidence that promotions are heavy. They do. Oh, God, you got to love it. You got to love it. I mean, it's time for me to finally get the last thing I need to buy bought so that I don't have to go back into a grocery store or into a convenience store or anyplace else until about January the 15th. I loathe this time of year. Anyway, it's the Merchant Man's Holy Day season. And as the evidence that the promotions are heavy, the report estimates that 15% of consumers have now completed 50% of their holiday shopping. Wow. Yeah, I bought two Pez dispensers and a package of socks, which is a tad higher than last year and the highest percentage since 2004. The government will release retail sales data for October at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time today, followed by the weekly release of Red Book data. So you've now completed 50% of your holiday shopping. Is this some kind of a requirement or something? It's no wonder I eschew this stuff. Producer price index. Weaker energy costs turned producer price inflation negative, at least temporarily, in October. Weaker energy costs. I didn't notice the cost of electricity going down here, did you? I didn't see the price of gasoline going down at the pump either. And diesel still too high. Anyway, this is what they claim, so we can expect it to be what they claim. By major components, energy fell 1.4%. Gasoline dropped 2.4%. Food costs decelerated 0.1%. Decline in prices for passenger cars and light trucks played a key role in keeping the core flat. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com.
Looking for great talk radio?
You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Boy, was I surprised to discover as I was reading this accounting principles textbook, that automobiles are considered part of household goods. That's right. You just bring the automobile in, they do. You know, people put them in their garage. I don't. I use the garage for other things and leave the car outside, you know. But some people, you know, they bring their cars in, and I guess they could put it in the living room or something like that. They'll look at the inside of these new cars today. You know, I mean, they're more plush than a set of living room, a suite of living room furniture. But anyway, I guess it's called a household good. I don't know why we have to license our household goods. You don't have to get a license to drive your Lazy Boy recliner, do you? You don't have the insurance to sit on a couch, although that probably would be a pretty good idea. Anyway, that's their story, and they're sticking to it. Let's go a little further. Retail sales in October. Retail sales continued to gain, but not at September's rapid pace, but still quite healthy. Overall retail sales in October advanced 0.5%. Well, see, that's half of 1%. I guess that's not very much. Following a 1.1% jump in September, up 1%. Wow. Profound. The rise in October well beat the analyst forecast for a 0.2% increase, which was virtually nothing. Excluding autos, now they throw that out, retail sales have increased a strong 0.6%. Not half of 1%. You know, you lay 100 pennies out on a table and somebody slides over half of one, do you feel enriched? No. Component gains were broad-based. The strongest component was for electronics and appliance stores, which surged 3.7%. So everybody's out there getting their cheap Chinese plastic wrap and all the little tippy-tappies. Followed by a building materials and gardening equipment, non-store retailers also seeing gains were motor vehicles, food, feed, and beverages. I'm always concerned about that feed. You know, you see a lot of the feed in the grocery store, but there's food. Yeah, and there are beverages in there, health and personal care, sporting goods and hobbies, miscellaneous store retailers, food services, and drinking places. Oh, the largest decline was in clothing and accessory stores. Went out to try and buy a shirt the other day. All these things looked like they were, you know, made for Muhammad, some kind of a tent or something. Try and find a nice, you know, arrow tapered shirt these days that might even fit my trim and slim waist. Not a chance. Going to have to find a tailor to tailor my shirts. They put enough cloth in these shirts for three guys my size to stand in them. Anyway, they always look so overly blousy. They're unappealing to me, so I didn't buy any clothes. And that's the way it goes. Empire State Manufacturing Survey. Optimism is appearing in the New York region. Unless you happen to be down at Biscotti Park, things are not too optimistic down there. They're hauling the protesters away. Optimism is appearing in the New York region's manufacturing sector, where the assessment of general business conditions at a plus 0.61 is in positive ground. You know, we go to the economy calendar so that we can spare you all the rest of the details, just get the info right here and just blow through them. So, anyway, sentiment is lagging actual order levels with new orders. Sentiment is lagging actual order levels with new orders. That's kind of creative writing, isn't it? Other data in today's report include a second month of growth per shipment, but a contraction in the sample's workforce. All right, so they're sending everything out that they had to build. They've filled all their jobs. They've filled all their orders. And now they're laying people off. Well, that's about the story of that one. The Red Book, pre-Thanksgiving promotions are giving a boost to early November sales. The conclusion of both Red Book and the ICSC Goldman. Red Book's plus 3.3% year-on-year same-store sales rate for the November the 12th week is up 0.2 from the prior week. The report notes that many retailers are extending their shopping hours and are offering price-matching deals. That's right. We find a price anywhere in town, we'll match it. Retail sales data including today's report from the government for October, together with improvement in consumer sentiment, are pointing to a surprisingly solid holiday shopping season. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. America's on the rebound. They're all out there filling their house up with that cheap Chinese plastic wrap. It's kind of like raccoons. It's like raccoon psychosis or something. We like to pack our houses with all this little shiny stuff, you know. Bunch of ravens and crows. Gold declines as the strengthening dollar curbs demands. Paulson cuts his holdings. What's this about Nicholas Larkin? Always like his articles. Writing for Bloomberg. Gold declined for a second day in New York as a stronger dollar curbed demand for the metal as an alternative asset. Well, declined for a second day in New York. That's not good news. Billionaire investor John Paulson. Keep your eyes on this guy. Keep your eyes on this guy. Paulson was into the derivatives bubble big time. He cut his holdings by 36% in the SPDR Gold Trust last quarter. So perhaps that gives us an understanding of why the SPDR Gold shares were flat for so long and going down. It was John Paulson. Big hands, deep pockets. The euro fell versus the dollar for a second day after Italy's borrowing costs surged. We're going to be talking about Mario in a minute here. Surged to the highest level since 1997 at a note auction. That's right. And Mario Monti. Good old three-card Mario here. The nation's premier in waiting. He is. He's a premier in waiting. Faced resistance to form a cabinet. He's not a carpenter, I can tell. While Paulson and Eric Mindich sold shares in the SPDR exchange-traded product as prices rallied to a record, investors George Soros and Paul Taraji bought shares, according to Securities and Exchange Commission filings. So Soros is in, Paulson is out. Wow. A stronger U.S. dollar would limit the upside in gold for now. A stronger U.S. dollar this morning, the U.S. dollar weaker. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's up by 41 basis points. Wow. A stronger U.S. dollar would limit the upside in gold for now, said Andrei Kruchenkanov, an analyst at VTB Capital in London. Well, he was sauced on vodka, probably. Andrei Kruchenkanov. Probably a friend of Putin's, wrote today in a report, still, quote, the stalemate in Europe cannot be resolved overnight. While concerns over excess liquidity on both sides of the Atlantic as a result of lax monetary policies also added to a positive gold scenario. I mean, this guy was just announced yesterday. They're already getting antsy about whether or not he's going to pull this whole thing together and get Italy's chestnuts out of the fire. Give the guy a break. Maybe he needs to find out where he can park a car, you know. Gold for December delivery fell 0.4% to $1,770.90 an ounce by 7:59 a.m. on the COMEX in New York. Of course, we were right on top of that when it happened. Immediate delivery gold was 0.6% lower at $1,769.88 in London. Bullion is in its 11th year. Note this now. In the 11th year of a bull market, and futures reached a record of $1,923.70 an ounce on September the 6th, as investors sought to diversify away from equities, and that's your stock portfolios, and some currencies, like all of them. Holdings in gold-backed exchange-traded products reached a record of 2,330 metric tons on August the 18th. Anyway, Soros raises his stakes. Paulson and company cut its stake in the SPDR Gold Trust, the biggest exchange-traded fund, backed by the metal, to 20.3 million shares in the third quarter. Talk about deep pockets. 20.3 million shares in the SPDR Gold Trust. Anyway, from 31.5 million, he pulled a million shares out. Woo! No wonder it was flat for a while. Paulson is still the biggest investor in the ETF, however.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide at
OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, closing out this article from Nicholas Larkin off the Bloomberg website, quote, gold is definitely a store of value and still very attractive for asset managers, close quote, said Dominique Schneider, global head of commodity research at the wealth management unit of UBS AG in Singapore, quote, given the reality of the debt situation in Europe, the need to hold real assets remains a top priority. Of course, that's what Benjamin Shalom Bernanke told Ron Paul. Ron asked him, well, gold money? Benny had to scratch his noggin for a little while, fondle his beard. He said, well, no money, but it is an asset. And it is an asset. The need to hold real assets remains a top priority. The euro area's inability to contain its sovereign debt crisis led to a surge in Italian borrowing costs as investors bet on which nation will need aid next. Oh, the socialist world order we live in. Monti began a final day of talks to appoint a cabinet today. Amid concern, he'll be unable to tame the region's crisis. Yes, old Monty. Well, let's find out a little bit more about Monty. His name is now in the news. He's going to be a national news figure. Lorenzo Totaro and Chiara Vasari. Sorry. It's like fettuccine. It's like Debbie Battagalupi. Going to have to get her back on the air again one of these days. I just love that name. Mario Monti, Italy's premier in waiting. faced political resistance on forming a cabinet as his market honeymoon turned sour. He's out there having a market honeymoon, with Italian yields surging amid concern he'll struggle to tame Europe's sovereign debt crisis. As Monti engaged in the final days of talks on forming a government, the yield on Italy's 10-year bond jumped to 7.06%. You know, we got 10 years here in the U.S. of A. at 2.03%. I don't know. You tell me. Would you buy a 7% bond yield or a 2% bond yield? Well, I guess the greater the return, the greater the risk. And people think that investing in Italian bonds is pretty risky. Why? Well, because anything above the 7% threshold that prompted Greece, Ireland, and Portugal to seek a EU bailout is considered risky. What do I know about bonds? I wouldn't buy one if they were giving them away for free. Monti, a former European Union competition commissioner, struggled yesterday to get political parties to agree to take part in his, now notice, in his so-called technical cabinet. Technical cabinet. Jump up on Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, where you'll see this curious word at the top there. This technotalitarian state. That's right. We're living in a technocracy, a technotalitarian state. And Monti's making one. A government lacking. Listen to this. This is why I study all these things, so that you don't have to. Okay, all you got to do is kick back, enjoy your coffee. I read all these news articles for hours, and then I bring them to you on the air. A government lacking political representation. His so-called technical cabinet, a government lacking political representation, may find it hard to muster support from Parliament to pass unpopular laws. A government lacking political representation. Is that like the transparent government that we have here? This transparent government that we have here? Everything that Barry the usurper is going to do, you know, he's going to put it up on the internet weeks before he signs everything so that he can get plenty of comments from the people, right? Wrong. A government lacking political representation, his so-called technical cabinet. It's being raised right now in Italy, folks. This is the real deal. Not making this one up. My commitment is aimed at making sure that politics can transform this difficult moment in a real opportunity for the nation. Wow. The key thing is, that's what Monti said, the key thing is to have the support of the parties, without which I wouldn't even take on this task, regardless of the physical presence of politicians in the cabinet, he said. So maybe he's going sans party. Wow. Going to have to watch this one. I'm kind of a bit of a fan of that idea myself. The abolitionists established two political party system here, and they've got the multi-party system over there. He's trying to do this without parties. Maybe he's onto something. I don't know. Monti held talks today with leaders of the country's two biggest parties, former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's People of Liberty, the People of Liberty, and the, quote, the Democratic Party, with neither indicating support for politicians in the government. Wow, technical character? Speaking after the talks, Democratic Party leader Pierluigi Bersani said he supported a Monti government with, quote, a strong technical character. Carry around their iPods, I guess, have their HP calculators in their pockets. They probably won't get slide rules. Angelino Alfano, the head of the PDL, said Monti's bid to form a new government is poised for success and that implementing the austerity measures the Berlusconi government pledged to the EU represents the cornerstone. The cornerstone. I wonder if they were all wearing their little lambskin aprons and carrying their trowels and gavels. Represents the cornerstone of our support for Monti's administration. A government without any parliamentarians in it will have problems. Massimo D'Alema, a former premier and member of the opposition Democratic Party, said in an interview last night on state-run RAI3 TV, this will require that we give him some help in parliament. A government without any parliamentarians in it will have problems. Interesting. Well, We'll have to keep our eyes peeled on Mario. Billionaire Soros plans China Hong Kong Property Fund. The 21st Century says that not only is George Soros buying gold and lots of it, he's buying land. My kind of man. Bloomberg got this news article. Billionaire investor George Soros is planning a property fund to invest in real estate projects in China and Hong Kong. 21st Century's Business Herald reported. Soros Fund Management LLC's Hong Kong subsidiary, the SFMHK Management Limited, started planning the real estate fund earlier this year. Of course, we reported that he took all of his money and put it in a family trust, right? And this is where they're taking the family trust. They're taking it to China. And Soros is meeting developers and agents in Hong Kong, the newspaper said today, without saying where it got the information. They found it someplace. I know that. They were in an elevator. A couple of guys saw a scrap of paper on the ground, picked it up, and they got to report it. The fund's clients include tycoons. Not typhoons, tycoons. Tycoons, not chaikoons. China, chaikoms, and Hong Kong, it said. Some foreign investors are seeking opportunities in China's slowing property market. As China buys out America, Soros buys China. Well, I guess what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Soros Fund may be a vehicle to finance Chinese developers. It could be. Of course, they might not be Chinese. They might be just developers developing China. The 21st Century said, Michael Vakhan, a New York-based spokesman for Soros Fund Management and Hong Kong-based fund manager Dai Yixin of SFMHK Management, declined to comment. Yeah, they did. China's home prices retreated for a second month in October, according to SoFund Holdings Limited. That's SuFund. SuFund Holdings Limited, China's biggest real estate website. I went up, I couldn't find SuFund, but I'm sure it's up there. In Hong Kong, home prices slid to the lowest in more than 6 months last week as the threat of an economic recession continues to dent buyer sentiment. So I guess it's not just limited to the U.S., okay? It's all over the place. Soros' firm, which is based in New York, oversees about $25 billion in assets. He held about $4.9 billion in stocks at the end of the quarter, according to filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, so he's pretty well-heeled, $25 billion bucks laying out there in the background. How come he never invites me out to lunch? What a chump. Sudanese Darfur rebel group joins alliance to overthrow ruling government. That's by Jared Ferry. Oh, we'll let Jared have his name. A Sudanese rebel group from Darfur. Back in the news again, Darfur, we don't hear enough about that, has joined an alliance aimed at toppling Sudan's government. They just had this. They just had this partition all the way through the summer. Remember reporting on it? Wow, they got it. Now they got North and South Sudan. Well, they've got a Sudanese rebel group from Darfur trying to topple the government. The Justice and Equality Movement. I think these guys show up over in New York. Signed a cooperation agreement. I wonder if they're in communication anyway with Gene Sharp. Probably. The Justice and Equality Movement signed a cooperation agreement after meeting three other groups on November the 11th. Wow, 11-11-11 in Kadua, a town in South Kordofan State where the government is battling the Sudan's People's Liberation Movement North. Wow.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
So there's just sometimes no way to please people, and these Sudanese are not easily pleased, no matter how much money China throws into their country. Anyway, they're all up in arms again. The group vows to overthrow the ruling National Congress Party. Here's the quote. Using all available means, above all the convergence of civil political action and armed struggle. Of course, Gene Sharp wouldn't be happy with that. If you haven't gone up to Stratcom or StratRisk.com, Michael Vail's website, and checked out his interview with Gene Sharp. I mean, it's an epic interview, folks. If you don't know who Gene Sharp is, you're missing out. Michael Vail, unbelievably, he can get an interview with anybody. He was able to get a great interview and did. He's got it up there. You know, I'm going to check it out. I did. I've listened to it about three times. I'm learning more every time I listen to that old guy. But he wrote the book From Dictatorship to Democracy, among others. And apparently it seems to be a handbook. You know, it's about as popular these days, I guess, as, you know, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And if we're going to add to our book list, a reading list, Sun Tzu's Manual for War, maybe if we had Sun Tzu's Manual for War and Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and dialed into the From Dictatorship to Democracy by Gene Sharp, we'd have all the tools we need to understand what's going down in the news today, and maybe we would even be able to take a little bit of action right where we are. And that's going to be necessary. Just as a meetup reminder for all those of us in Southwest Missouri, there's a straw poll tomorrow. I don't know, excuse me, it's today. My goodness, it's today. That's right, it's today. Missouri straw poll, the Tea Party happening today. Ron Paul, let's see, it's Tuesday, November the 15th, 2011, at 6 o'clock p.m., the Cox North Fountain Plaza in room 14, no, it's at 1423 North Jefferson Avenue in Springfield, Missouri. the Cox North Fountain Plaza, 1423 North Jefferson Avenue, Springfield, Missouri. So for all of our listeners in southwest Missouri, especially over around the Springfield area, there's a straw poll happening. You might want to jump on over there and cast your ballot for Dr. Paul. That'd be a good thing. Here's another note. Got this one from Debbie Bacigalupi. You all remember Debbie. She was so fun to have on the air with us. We'll have to get her back. This is from the OK Bay Area Patriots and beyond. Shall we show them how it's done? Please help us impact the Reading Searchlight newspaper poll. All right, so listeners, listen up. Going to need your help here today. Klamath Vams, in or out. They've got a poll up on the Reading Searchlight newspaper. It's www.reading.com/polls/2011/November/poll-klamath/results/. Just go to www.reading.com and search for the poll, Klamath Dams In or Out. Tell them we want the dams to stay there. Vote the dams in. Let our voices be heard. Those have been screaming for four perfectly working hydroelectric dams. I mean, you can't get any cleaner energy than that, folks. It all runs on gravity and hydraulics, you know. A hydroelectric dam out of which provide us over 70,000 homes with affordable and the greenest of energy are claiming it's for the coho salmon that was planted in the Klamath River in the early 1900s. The first dam was built in 1908. That was your tax dollars at work, your grandparents' tax dollars at work, to build these dams, and the green weenies want to blow them out. Insanity. Those key players who want the dams out held secret meetings and made deals where some groups will get 90-some-odd million dollars and thousands of acres granted to them. All right, it's called the redistribution of wealth. This is the technocratic green weenies taking major chunks out of private property rights. Meanwhile, in the 1,800-plus page Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement, and I can assure you I'm not going to read that 1,800-plus page document, and the Klamath Hydro Settlement Agreement, where the residents of Siskiyou County were left completely out of the meetings because they were held in secret, ranches and farms are suggested to be turned into national parks. These people have got rocks for brains. The four Klamath River dams provide 3% of the irrigation water to the farmers and ranchers. 97% of the water goes into the watershed and then on out to sea. It's available to all sorts of fish, wildlife, but not when the dams are removed. You knock those dams out, folks, and you don't have that moderating, cooling effect and the settlement effect of the dams as they clean out that kind of sulfury, cloudy water from the highlands, high country up there. So anyway, you can go up to the Reading.com, Reading.com. I'm going there right after the broadcast and vote in the poll. Klamath Dams In. Vote the dams in. Let these people know that they're messing with somebody that's getting mighty damn tired of having the dams challenged. Syria seeks urgent Arab summit as Assad forces continue to protest the crackdown. So we got the Sudanese in turmoil, and Syria continues. And this is Syria, Near Eastern News. All right, Glenn Kerry and Allah Galal. These names. Why do we ever get... Nobody named Tom Smith ever writes anymore, I guess. Syria called for an emergency Arab League summit after the organization suspended the country as President Bashar al-Assad's government pressed on with a crackdown against demonstrators. The meeting would address the Syrian crisis, the official Syrian Arab news agency reported yesterday, citing an unidentified government official. Syria would welcome a visit by an Arab League delegation, including civilian and military monitors, before the organization's suspension takes effect on November the 16th. That would be tomorrow, the news service said. The crackdown has continued even after the Syrian government, on November the 2nd, agreed to an Arab League plan for ending the violence. Security forces yesterday killed 28 protesters, half of them in the city of Hama, Al Jazeera Television reported, citing activists. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland said on November the 7th that Syria forces had killed 71 civilians in the previous 3 days. Assad will try and blur the issue by calling for a summit, said Andrew Tobler, a Syria analyst at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, in an email response to questions, quote, he will invite in monitors and deploy more of the army and security services to scare people to stay home, so it seems he has the issue under control. It's a shame that right here to go to the UN Security Council, as it is, it's not a shame to go to the UN Security Council, as it is the only organization capable to enforce such a mechanism. Well, six of one and half a dozen of the other. I guess you'd have to live over in Syria to know which way this article is really written. Is this more propaganda? Is this a PR piece to get people to go to the UN? Ask for the global east to resolve problems? Can these people find a way to the table themselves? They have self-determination, self-reliance, or are they just blowing hell out of each other? Well, here's another one. Walmart falls after profit trails estimates. Walmart? You got to be kidding. Wally World never has any problem raking in the do-re-mi, do they? Matthew Bowl writes this one. As it might be Matthew Boyle. The world's largest retailer, Walmart, fell in New York trading after reporting third-quarter profit that trailed analyst estimates. I mean, if people can't even go to Wally World, where the prices always keep falling, until they've driven out all of the small businessmen in the area, and then they jack the prices up, that's usually the way it goes. But Walmart, if people can't even afford to shop at Walmart, we're really in trouble. Net income for the quarter ended October the 31st, this declined 2.9%. That's on top of the inflation of the prices, to $3.34 billion from $3.344 billion a year earlier. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based company said today in a statement, of course, Bentonville, you know, with a good crossbow, well, that would be a long shot, Will. Well, anyway, Bentonville, Arkansas is just immediately south of me. Profit excluding some items was 97 cents a share. Chief Executive Officer Mike Duke has tried to reverse the decline in the U.S. sales by restocking more than 10,000 products, such as fishing rods and car tires. You know, that really brings the guys in, man. You got to have, you know, fishing equipment and car tires. That way guys can go into Walmart, and while their wives are out shopping, they can go and kick the tires. You know, they like to kick tires. I've never figured that one out, but they do. They like to kick tires, and they like to fondle fishing rods. It's that pole thing, you know. Guys have that pole thing. They like a long rod. That's it. And they like to fondle the rod, you know, see what kind of action it has. That's what they do. And I guess with 10,000 more products in the store, men will be fondling the fishing rods and kicking the tires while the women are shopping. And that's supposed to, well, I guess it was a pretty good idea, Mike. It probably worked. Anyway, sales at the U.S. Walmart stores open at least have risen 1.3%. So that's that story. We'll be back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster.
In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. I've become vocal local, coming in July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracleofbroadcasting.com. Yep, that's enough on the Walmart story in the first hour of the broadcast. Got into a little bit of news. One more article here, and then we'll get on to other things. It's so hard to decide what to do each broadcast. There's so much material here to choose from. But B-2 bomber gets Boeing's new 30,000-pound bunker buster bomb. Bunker buster. He's a lot of fun to fish with, I'll bet. Nevertheless, Tony Capuccio writing this one for Bloomberg. The U.S. Air Force has taken delivery of a new 30,000-pound bomb from Boeing. I thought we were cutting back, you know, next week, the 23rd. Boys are going to have to come up with a couple of trillion, 1.5 trillion, you know. That's a joint select committee there on deficit reduction. They're going to have to come up with a big reduction, and we're going in deep. I'm telling you, really deep, with Boeing Company on a new 30,000-pound bomb from Boeing. What kind of insanity is this? Anyway, they had a huge bunker buster dubbed the Massive Ordnance Penetrator. I'll bet he's popular at the cocktail lounge. The Massive Ordnance Penetrator is built to fit the B-2 stealth bomber, so the Massive Ordnance Penetrator is going to come in stealthily on the B-2. Wow. Kind of like to follow him around and see what kind of luck he has. Anyway, might take it up myself. It's better than going to a piano bar. The Air Force Global Strike Command started receiving the bombs in September. Air Force spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jack Miller said in a short statement to Bloomberg News. He was really busy. He was checking out the Massive Ordnance Penetrator. I wonder if anybody's got a good link to a Dutch porn site. Well, never mind. The deliveries will meet requirements for the current operational need. What is our current operational need now for 30,000-pound bunker buster massive ordnance penetrators built to fit the B-2 stealth bomber anyway? I know the Air Force said in 2009 that Boeing might build as many as 16 of them. That's a pretty good contract if you can get the job. Anyway, Miller yesterday had no details on how many the Air Force plans to buy. Boeing in August received a $32 million contract that included 8 of the munitions. Talk about blowing up your money. Wow, that's a lot of money just to massive ordnance penetrate. Command head Lieutenant General James Kowalski told the Annual Air Force Association conference in September that the command had completed integration of the bunker buster with the B-2, giving the warfighter increased capability against hardened and deeply buried targets. Hardened and deeply buried targets. Well, wonder how deeply buried Muammar Gaddafi is. The bomb is the U.S. military's largest conventional penetrator. I wonder if the Navy waves ever get a chance to get around this one. It's 6 times bigger. That's America. Bigger. It's bigger. It's 6 times bigger than the 5,000-pound bunker bomb. Well, let's see. All right. 6 times 5 equals 30. Yep, you're right. I guess you could figure that one out, even if you're in grade school. Anyway, it's 6 times bigger than the 5,000-pound bunker buster that the Air Force now uses to attack deeply buried nuclear, biological, or chemical sites.
Have we found any deeply buried nuclear, biological, or chemical sites yet, other than the ones in the United States and the ones that we've stashed all over the world? I don't know. Maybe we're going to attack Israel next. Chicago-based Boeing is manufacturing the bomb, which was successfully demonstrated in March of 2007. Did anybody hear about that? I didn't hear about that. I wonder how deep the massive ordnance penetrator was able to penetrate then.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. You know, it's just that kind of a story, you know, that massive ordnance penetrator. Well, anyway, fit to fit the B-2 bomber. That's what your money's going for, folks. $32 million contract. I wonder how much money. Well, with $32 million, we could build a new hospital in this country. $32 million, we could retire some of the debt, too. Maybe with $32 million, we could build the first state bank. I don't know. Going into a little bit of interesting stuff here, out of storm out of over the rangelands. I was going to go to August Comp. Got an opportunity. 10K Puddles just pummeled me in the chat room the other day and convinced me that I should call, get in touch with Gertrude Lenzer. She's the editor and the author of The Essential Writings, August Comp, and Positivism. I was able to make that connection. Wow, what a very interesting lady she is. Anyway, hopefully we'll have her on as a guest. I'm looking forward to that. But here... Continuing our discussion of storm over the rangelands, private rights in federal lands, Wayne Hage, defendruralamerica.com.
tomorrow. Again, we're going to have Rex Cozzilio to discuss the history behind the dams in Siskiyou County. And he's been there just living on a ranch below the Iron Gate Dam for four generations. I think he might have a thing or two to say about what it looked like before the improvements, what it's been like during the improvements, and what he anticipates is going to look like after the improvements. And it's all private property rights. Horrible and egregious expansion of, you know, Gen 21. Spell it like it is. But this, off the storm over rangelands, the evolution of the split estate. I'll just pick it up right in the middle because it's so lengthy and so well written. American real property law came most directly from the precepts of the British jurist Blackstone. So we've talked about Blackstone's commentaries here before. A four-volume set from the Chicago University of Chicago Press right beside me. A long read, an interesting read, too. Find out what, you know, guys like Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, might have had to look at when they were thinking about taking up the law in America. The writings of Blackstone were the foundation... were the foundation of English property law. You got it? The writings of Blackstone. So you want to find out what the foundation of English property law was, you go back and you can start with Littleton, and then you can read Sir Edward Coke, and then you can bring that forward through King James time period right into Blackstone. And, of course, that Vinarian chair that Blackstone had was later occupied by Albert Ben Dicey, and we report from his writings as well. But the writings of Blackstone were the foundation of English property law, reflecting his attempt to bring order to the chaotic disputes over real property, ordo ab chao, all right, Blackstone, which resulted from Cromwell. Oh, yeah, Cromwell, he opened the doors to the Ebiru, you know, brought all the bankers over from France. Cromwell's glorious revolution of 1688. Virtually every one of the American founding fathers was acquainted with Blackstone's writings. Edmund Burke, in his famous speech to Parliament on conciliation with the colonies, said, quote, "I hear that they have sold nearly as many copies of Blackstone's commentaries in America as in England." Do you have a copy of those writings in your own home? Do you? While the popular majorities of the day in both England and America embraced the enlightenment of the natural rights. Had a very lengthy post in the chat room, folks. You can scroll up and read. Lakeshore put in some very interesting things for the chatters to think about today. Appreciate that. But again, while the popular majorities of the day in both England and America embraced the enlightenment view, now we picked them up with the Medici. Reawakening of capital A art and capital L learning brought that forward in the writings of so many, in the art of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Botticelli, and all the rest of the great artists, the musicians, and everybody else coming out of that time period. The Medici coming up with this idea of double entry bookkeeping. Then we looked at Venice, the Venetians, the Sforzas, and others. And the idea of the gyro, an absolutely mythical currency that they used. Amazing stuff. I mean, where do we get the Federal Reserve banking system? I would say Venice would be a good choice. Venice and Florence, and then, of course, you know, America's Vespucci and all of that, you know. Machiavelli, another Florentine. Nicola Machiavelli, the prince. Very interesting. But again, that brings us into the time of the Renaissance, which then led to the Reformation, which then became the Age of Reason. Thomas Paine, the Reformation, and all that. So while the popular majorities of the day in both England and America embraced the Enlightenment view of natural rights, we should say the laws of nature and nature's God, the doctrine that each individual inherently possessed certain rights endowed by their creator that required no approval from society or government. And they didn't have to be codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Why? Because the natural law is self-evident. Even little ones, boys and girls, understand the natural law. You don't steal from someone else. All right? Anywho. Strong supporters remained loyal to the system of class status,
which could only be created by the monarch. And, of course, we were Republicans and remain Republicans here. And the Republicans really is just the distinction between the big choice was, shall we have a monarch or shall we have a republic? You see, it's not, well, this is a republic, not a democracy. Well, democracy falls down in the list. It's down near the bottom, right near anarchy. But when you're looking at the difference between a republic and a monarchy, in a monarchy, whatever the prince says has the force, full force and effect of law. That's legal positivism. The prince says, and so you do so. But in a republic, it's based on constitutions, all right? And a constitution is a framework of the government. So as Aristotle said in his Politics, that in a republic, the constitution is the government. And that's right. It's absolutely right. When Jorge Bush said, you know, hey, it's just an XYZ piece of paper, well, I wouldn't have put those expletives in there. Somebody should have jumped up from the press corps and driven a ballpoint pen through his heart or clamped him in iron and drug him away for treason. But he said it was just an XYZ piece of paper. And the Constitution is just a piece of paper. It was never intended to be anything more than a piece of paper, but it happens to be a piece of paper that lays out the framework of our government. And what kind of a government does it lay out? It lays out a constitutionally limited Republican form, in other words, a written constitution, a Republican form of what? Representative government. Now, they're not going to do that, Mario. He's not setting that up over there, Monty. He's not doing that, Mario Monty. No, he's going to a technocracy. He wants a techno-totalitarian state. He doesn't want any parliamentarians involved in his system. There's not going to be any representation. Right? Not a good idea, but it might work. I don't know. We'll have to watch. But the doctrine that each individual had inherently possessed certain rights endowed by their creator that required no approval from society or government, strong supporters remained loyal to the system of class status, which could only be created by the monarch. The American founding fathers were well aware of the complexity of English property law. Foremost in their minds was the determination to avoid the development of a landed aristocracy and landless vassals in the new nation. We're not landless vassals, we're sovereigns. See ya.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos.
You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
And, you know, if American students are supposed to compete, you know, on the global scale, it makes you, you know, better be ready to get up early in the morning before you go to the lecture hall if you're in the university today. You're going to want to get up real early. You're going to have to run all the way to school. You're going to need to get into the lecture hall early. Why? Well, because the Chinese are taking over our schools. No, I don't mean running the schools. I mean the classroom, 720,000 of them. And then we turn around, we bring them over here, we pay all of our institutions, choke full of them, and we pay to educate them. Then they go back over to China, and then they compete with us to clean our clock. What the hell's with this anyway? Well, George Soros is financing it. He's probably building dormitory housing this morning. But we understand property law around here, at least we do in this part of the country. Ozark Property Rights Congress, we get up together Thursday night. We're having a meeting here at the library. In Cassville, if you're out there listening this morning, you're anywhere in the area, I'd sure like to have you show up on Thursday night. We're going to have County Clerk Gary Youngblood come and defend his position for attacking our fine advertising that helped to defeat the tax measures. Apparently this fellow, if you don't vote for the way that he wants you to vote, well, he'll take action against you. What kind of a deal is that? He's supposed to be the election authority. If he's going to take a side in the election, maybe he needs to recuse himself so that we can have honest, open, and fair elections. But back to the discussion. While the popular majorities of the day in both England and America embrace the Enlightenment view of natural rights, the doctrine that each individual inherently possessed certain rights endowed by their creator that require no approval from society, the American founding fathers were well aware of the complexity of the English property law. Foremost in their mind was the determination to avoid the development of a landed aristocracy. I think we need to take back our senators, too, so that we can begin to return to voting them into position, having our states recall them when they become misbehaviors. Virtually every Bill of Rights of the original 13 states referred to property as a natural right of all men. Of course, Andrew J. Galambos defined property on this wise. He says a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property. You need to find freedom this way. Freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time, and of course that demands the corollary. 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. You can't be asking for something for yourself you're not willing to extend to your neighbor, you know. It's kind of bigoted. The Virginia Bill used the language, all men are by nature equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights, namely the enjoyment of life and liberty, which means with the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. Well, you've got to have the means of acquiring and possessing property. That means that property has to be bought and sold and buyable and sellable. And that means that we need to have a medium of exchange, right? Honest weights and measures. So many grains of silver, so many grains of gold. You don't have any of that, you don't have much. Again, that was from the Virginia Bill. The doctrine was usually expressed in states and constitutions as life, liberty, and property. Life, liberty, and property. Of course, as Andrew Galambos set it up there for you, your property is part of your life. That's why the Fifth Amendment there? Fourth or the Fifth? You're to be secure in your persons, your places, your papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. That's right, I don't want a roadside visit. You aren't going to jab anything in my body. I have a bloodstream there, Bubba. And when you start messing with my skin, you're messing with my property because you're trying to cross my boundaries. You're trespassing against me physically. And you're not going to be happy about that. Sometimes expanded to include references to safety and happiness. Of course, you got to be careful about that safetiness thing. Agenda 21, chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. You can go overboard with these things too, you know. Reasonableness in all things ought to be our byword. Reasonableness, all right? What is reasonable? What is reasonable? Reasonable. The Age of Reason, Thomas Paine, read it. Sometimes expanded again, it would include references to safety and happiness. A similar declaration of the natural right of property became one of the traditional elements in the American state constitutions. The concept of property was so closely tied to the American Revolution that it was referred to at times as sacred and the basis of all liberty. There's that queen in the city of London. They couldn't stand that. They wanted to come in, and they did immediately. Trying to take it all back. They gave us a semblance or a sense of freedom and independence, but they kept the purse strings to the bank. Anyway, we still suffer from that. A similar declaration. The concept of property was so closely tied, emphasizing, to the American Revolution. Why don't we call that the War for Independence? That it was referred to at times as sacred. It's the basis of all liberty. Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence contains a clear expression of the natural rights theory in asserting that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but not property. Why? Property and natural rights? Jefferson's use of the pursuit of happiness as opposed to property, again, this is being written by Wayne Hage. Jefferson's use of pursuit of happiness as opposed to property in the Declaration of Independence has been a source of controversy among modern historians, but Jefferson's exclusion of the specific term property was in harmony with his assigned task of writing a legally correct statement justifying rebellion against King Jorge III of England. The philosophical basis for Jefferson's choice of words is articulated in John Locke's Second Treatise on Civil Government, a copy of which was donated to our broadcast library here by Jay Jink in the chat room. Appreciate that, too. And I've read it. We read a lot of it on air. I think we read it all on air. You might find it in the archives. According to Locke, John Locke, natural rights were expressed in two major categories, unalienable rights, were the essence of the human himself. I like to start it out real easy, keep it simple. Man moves. Man, if you ain't moving, you're just, so much matter there. And go in with electron microscopes and see that you're either building cells or decomposing. But if a man doesn't move, he's pretty well done. That's why we have a right to travel, see? You can get up on the pony and take the wagon and go on into town, take the dog. We have a right to travel. These misbehaviors want to restrict your right to travel, even in the forest. Man moves. Man breathes. You're not getting any oxygen. You're in trouble. Man drinks. You're going to have water almost immediately. Man moves. Man breathes. Man drinks. Man eats. And then, of course, you better have a place ready because man excretes. And man procreates, and it just gets to be more exciting as you study the natural law. But we have these unalienable rights, which are the essence of human itself. All right? It's our natural rights that define what we are and who we are. So we need to know who we are, and we need to know whose we are, and those are fundamental principles to nail down in iron. Rights which no other man hath a right to. And rights which a man didn't give for himself, he was given it to him by his Creator. All men were created equal. We live in a created universe. It's a created universe, there must be a creator. And no matter how you express yourself, hold tight to that one if you're an American, if you live in any of our republics, because without that, you have no access to the laws of nature, nature's God, the unalienable rights. You want that. And so just hang on to that idea of created universe. The Darwinians would like to have you dialogue away from that so they could consider you to be humans and other animals and pests. Hal Anthony teaches us.
Information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so here in this particular section of the Storm of the Rangelands, Private Rights and Federal Lands, Wayne Hage writes, and I think that he writes well and he writes correctly, but I think we need to have a little better look at it. Anyway, he goes on. So first we talked about the unalienable rights, all right? These are things that you just, you know, you can't alienate them away from yourself. You can't give them to somebody else. You can't transfer them to somebody else. And really, without killing the other guy, you really can't take it from him. It's just not there. But then, he continues, says, then there were the alienable rights. You see, you have unalienable and alienable. And not in, all right, that's the way that the United Nations, the UN Charter on Human Rights, they call it inalienable rights, inalienable. We talked about that before, unflammable versus an inflammable liquid. I bathe you down with an inflammable liquid and light you off with the Zippo, you're going up in flames. But if I douse you down in an unflammable liquid and hit you with the Zippo, why, it's not going to burn. All right, it's a difference there. We need to know that. We've been dialogued into a consensus on that inalienable crap. Then there were the alienable or alienable. See, lean is in there. L-I-E-N. Okay. Alienable. Able. Alienable rights. Unalienable rights. Unalienable rights. It's a compound word built up over time. Found the first time that was constructed in John Solomon's writings on jurisprudence, 12th edition. Continuing, then there were the alienable rights. Alienable rights involved those accoutrements, nice choice of words there, you know, the mountain men, they had their possibles bag and they took their accoutrements, and that was their Green River knife, their powder horn, their striker, their pick, and all of the other things that went along with their 50 caliber or 30 caliber, whatever rifle that they had, and they went off catching the beeves. Ben liked to chase the beeves through the Pacific Northwest, and did, too. Caught a lot of them as well. Raised their hair and brought it home. That's what they did. Then there were these alienable rights. Alienable rights involved those accoutrements of living which a free man could choose or chose to have or not have of his own volition. Right? You don't want that car anymore? It's all right. You can sell it. If the state allows you, you fill out all the right paperwork, transfer the real ownership interest in it. But anyway, that house, you can sell it if you want to. You can sell your guitar, you know, like they say, you can tune a car and you can tune a guitar and you can tune a fish, however. Anyway, we'll find out more about fishing tomorrow with Rex Pazilio. But there are those things which a free man could choose to have or not have of his own volition. These alienable rights included property rights. Property rights are alienable. A particular parcel of property can be freely transferred or alienated to another owner. Okay, he's right in that. It's true. They are an alienable right. Further, paralleling the theory of natural rights as set forth by Locke, the infringement of alienable rights or property was defined as a usurpation. The infringement of alienable rights or property was defined as a usurpation. Usurpation, you know, like Barry the Usurper? Usurpation was deemed grounds for protest against ruling authority, which is why we call him Barry the Usurper, because we're protesting against his ruling authority. He's lacking jurisdiction. He lacks the authority. But of itself, it could not be a legitimate basis for the overthrow of established government. Remember, the says that, you know, where governments are instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and we should say property, but life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when a government is, you know, errant in his ways and abusive, then we have not only a right, but a duty to throw off such a government and institute one of our own choosing, one that will serve our needs better. And we haven't exercised that lately. We need to, however. Usurpation, again, was deemed grounds for protest against ruling authority, but of itself could not be a legitimate basis for the overthrow of an established government, not for light or transient reasons. The infringement of inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, on the other hand, was defined as tyranny in the prevailing philosophy of natural rights. And as Locke explains, only tyranny was grounds for the overthrow of established rule. And what is tyranny? Tyrannical systems of government. It's basically waging war on the people. And as we saw Thomas Paine writing, you know, the governments are instituted for war. Their business is war. Their whole life is war. It's always forced, right? And when they get tired of making war, you know, on their neighbors, like Libya and Syria and Egypt and Tunisia and anywhere and everywhere else we commit, you know, that kind of a heinous thing, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, like Stevie Wonder wrote, well, then they commit war against their people. And when they do that, they become tyrannical. And as Washington said, government is not reason, it's not eloquence, it's force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. So tyranny, and only tyranny, was grounds for the overthrow of established rule. If you read carefully the Declaration of Independence, you'll find the entire Constitution in there, virtually. That's a whole is a whole political statement in and of itself. It's the belief system of a people that wanted to be free and live in a Republican form of representative government. Jefferson's assigned task was to make a case against George III as a tyrant. His careful choice of words in the Declaration of Independence shows his sensitivity to the political mores of his day and his understanding of the gravity of the act he was undertaking. It's not done for light or transient reasons. The American view of property as a natural right was not the invention of the Founding Fathers or of the English Blackstone. The natural right theory has been around in some form from at least the time of the Roman Republic. Cicero, everybody knows who Cicero is, right? Expounds on natural rights at some length in his Republic and Laws. And I wish I had that book in my library. Cicero, Republic and Laws. The concept, as articulated by the American Founding Fathers, was basically a statement of justification against the feudal concept of privilege, which the middle classes of that period were so generally opposed to. It was a concept developed through the centuries, like in the writings and thought of Hugo Grotius. I've got his works here and I've read it. John Selden, yes. John Lilburn, Richard Overton, Thomas Hobbes, Samuel Pufendorf, and John Locke, and Adam Smith. CC, your host, has read this stuff and kind of bring that to the airwaves, generally in mind, most days. The latter two have placed their stamp on the American concept of property more than any other economic philosophers. Again, that's John Locke and Adam Smith. And Adam Smith, in his Wealth of Nations, written and released in 1776. John Locke articulated the private right to property and clarified the natural rights theory in a manner which was both comprehensible and logical to the broad middle classes of his day. And so it matters little whether they were Masons or Rosicrucians or whatever they were. They had certain philosophical radicals that they looked to, and writers like Sir Francis Hutcheson and others, and they sat around in their libraries and smoked the bowl and contemplated all this cool stuff. And look what they wrought, you know. The lady says, oh, Dr. Franklin, what kind of a government have you given us? Again, this, who's the 1%? Who's the 99%? Well, they were the 1%, and the 99% were asking, what kind of a government have you given us? Well, my appeal to you is that now that the caucuses are coming, now that we're fully moving into a presidential election cycle, that maybe you could activate yourself in your precincts and get out there and get busy, so that perhaps someday your grandson or granddaughter might ask you, hey, what kind of a government did you give us? Well, we gave you back and restored a Republican form of representative government, constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and none other. Didn't have to. Could have left you saddled with a socialist democracy. Could have turned you over to the Chinese communists. We didn't. We drove the Bankster gangsters out and put them to death forever. And we gave you back and restored a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And they go, oh, thank you very much, Grandpa. Thank you. John Locke articulated the private right to property and clarified the natural rights theory in a manner which was both comprehensible and logical to the broad middle classes of his day. His concepts were major forces in both the American and French Revolution and basis for the definition of property in the constitutions of many of our modern nations, from Norway to Japan. I mean, even the Soviet Union was a republic, you know, Soviet socialist republics. In 1690, Locke wrote, quote, though the earth and all inferior creatures be common to all men, yet every man has a property in his own person. This nobody has any right to but himself. The labor of his body and work of his hands, we may say, are properly his. Whatsoever, then, he removes out of the state of nature, hath provided and left in it, he has mixed his labor with it and joined it to something that is his own, and thereby makes it his property.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so here in these writings of John Locke, we can understand then why it was so very, very vitally important for the Crown and Parliament assembled, you know, and the shitty, and the Queen of the gay, and all of the rest of that effort to create this peculiar dichotomy that we find ourselves in here, perhaps in all countries, but certainly in the United States of America. And that's the... Articles of Confederation, not the Constitution for the United States. Different story. But in this country, we've got the appearance of reality, and we've got reality. All right? We talked about that before. Alfred Addis brings it out really well. The difference between the state and this state. In the state, a man can bend over at the waist. Okay, that's the flesh and blood man. He can reach down and he can touch the soil. And when he reaches down and touches the soil and knows that he's got a boundary around him, so on his own property rights are all defined very carefully and set aside, and everybody respects that in a well-ordered state, bends over the waist, he touches the soil, and he can actually reach into the soil, or he can reach into the creek, and he can bring up a lump of gold, or he can go out into the woods, and he can fall a tree, and he can, you know, cut it up into boards and dry it and cure it and all that and bring it in. Put it in his workshop, make himself a table or a chair or something like that, or a violin or a fiddle or banjo, whatever he wants to make, steel guitar, whatever. a new Gibson, whatever. And when you do that, it becomes your property. Why? Again, whatsoever then he removes out of the state of nature. I mean, this is why it's so very important to understand that, that when Hal Anthony teaches, you know, about the mining rights, and when we hear about the Klamath River tomorrow with Rex Cazillo, and the idea that people are taking, extracting, if you will, natural resources out, and they're bringing them, they're turning them into something useful for everybody, and they're bringing them into existence, that they become their property. I'll say it again the way that Locke said it so eloquently, whatsoever then he removes out of the state of nature, removes out of that state that nature hath provided and left it in, he has mixed his labor with it and joined to it something that is his own, his labor, all right? And thereby makes it his property. Now, if you contracted yourself out for somebody else, you've gone into an agreement that your labor is going to be compensated by the hour, and the things that you make with your hands during the day remain with the proprietor. And at the end of the day, they fill up your little envelope with silver or gold, or gold certificates or silver certificates. Well, then that's the bargain. If you accept Federal Reserve notes, well, you know, what can I say? Buyer beware. But nevertheless, when you add yourself, your labor to it, it becomes your property. It being by him removed from the common state nature placed it in. You know, so we talk about self-reliance, not sustainability. It's not self-sustaining. No, not self-sustaining at all. You've never tried it. You don't understand it. You'll say it, you ape it, but you don't understand it. But you can't attempt to be self-reliant in all things. First of all, the Creator created everything, including you. And we look into creation and we say, yep, that's an oak, and I'm falling this oak. Where that oak fell? That's even handier. And then you would lop off a chunk of it, and like I said, take it over to your workshop, split it, and make something out of the wood. It's a lot of fun splitting wood. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but it's cool. It works. And then you can use a draw knife and a plane, and you don't even ever need to use a saw. Just keep right on going until you need to cut it to length. But anyway, the idea then, it is being by him removed from the common state of nature that nature placed it in. It hath by his labor something annexed to it that excludes the common right of other men. And that's your in personam, I think, against all other men, something like that. Adam Smith, this is Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith later expounded the labor theory of value based on the Lockean concept of natural rights. There's lots of people don't agree with Adam Smith, just like a lot of people don't believe in the Keynesian school of economics. But Adam Smith, for those of us who've read him, and John Locke together, we start to understand the system that was built here and what we built it upon. Adam Smith later expounded the labor theory of value based on the Lockean concept of natural rights. His economic classic, The Wealth of Nations, stems from the period of the Scottish Enlightenment. Of course, we have to throw in Sir Francis Hutcheson there, too, to understand the greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle, this idea of the pursuit of happiness, which is essentially and can be boiled down to the word beneficence. Beneficence. His economic classic, The Wealth of Nations, stems from the period of the Scottish Enlightenment. It became the Bible of most contemporary economists, until John Maynard Keynes, of course. The Keynesian school of new economics, where you actually think you can spend your way into prosperity, and the government does. His, quote-unquote, free market theories are credited by friend and foe alike as having a dramatic impact on the growth and the development of America and the Western world. So you've got John Locke and Adam Smith. You want to start someplace. They used to teach that in school. If you go to the Ivy Leagues, you get an opportunity to read John Locke and you get an opportunity to read Adam Smith. And it was required reading. The concepts of Locke and Smith expressed themselves throughout the settlement of the American nation. The right of first use. The concept of making a portion of the common resource separate property is expressed nowhere better than our practice of preemption, which affected land settlement throughout our nation's history. If you go up and read on the internet, the Northwest Ordinance. And if you read the Constitution for the state of Missouri, the early ones in the state that you're in, you'll find that it was, you know, like an express lane. What they wanted to do is they wanted to dispose of all of the federal lands as quickly as possible through the process of entrymen and homesteading. We had all of this land out there to go west, young man, you know. Buy land, they say. They make it no more of the stuff. Buy land, Will Rogers and others. Go west, young man. That whole idea, the settlements, you know, the wagon trains, westward expansion. There was all of this land out there, and it was just laying there. And it was basically just, you know, going for naught. And so we wanted to populate it. We did. And then people would use the natural resources, and we built the most thriving economy on the planet as a result. And we still could do that and continue doing that indefinitely. The right of first use, the concept of making a portion of the common resource separate property, is expressed nowhere better than in the practice of preemption, which affected land settlements throughout our nation's history in numerous preemption acts. It was federal encouragement of the Western march of civilization that led to the development of first use rights to water, forage, mineral, and other utilities of the Western lands. Settlers preempting unsurveyed lands mixed their labor with the land and thereby acquired a vested right in the same. And so as we continue to study and look at what's going on in this Klamath River Basin in the northern tier of counties in California and southern tier of counties in Oregon, defendruralamerica.com. You can go up and look at the Siskiyou County story there and watch the DVD presentation put together by Kirk McKenzie. And maybe understand that if we do not defend rural America, we're going to lose the whole enchilada, as they say. And the plate that it's on, the table that the plate rests upon, the cabin floor that the table is found within, the cabin that sits on the corner of the land, and the land itself, together with all of the timber and the minerals and the fish and the fowl and the beeves and the deer and the antelope play, okay? So do your children. And if we don't defend rural America, you know, today, unfortunately, about 95 or better percent of the land mass is rural. But about 95% of our population lives in urban areas, and of course they think they know the best way to take care of land, although few have ever done it. I've saved far less than a 1% of the population have ever put up a barbed wire fence. Of course, there are other fences that are better than barbed wire, but it's handy. Precious few have ever made hay these days. They don't even know how hay is made or why you'd bother to do it. They buy bales of straw sometimes to decorate their Thanksgiving period and a pumpkin from time to time, but they have no greater understanding, and that pumpkin probably come from China. Well, that's it. I'll be back tomorrow with Rex. Hope you'll join us in the morning. I'll be looking forward to visiting with him and you as well. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life.
You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients, factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.